Hi, hello, and welcome. This is the Zonecast, where we interview emerging Canadian professionals, entrepreneurs, and academics. And today we have with us on the show, Ashlyn Kanawari. She is a mechatronics engineer at Mariner Endosurgery. Hi, Ashlyn. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm definitely excited to meet you and learn about what you do. So can you tell us about your professional and personal background?
Sure. So my original education was actually in human biology. I did a master's at the University of Toronto, and then after that I decided to pursue a degree in engineering so that I could kind of gear my interest more towards math and physics, and I completed my degree in mechatronics engineering at McMaster University in 2017, and I now work for Mariner Endosurgery as a mechatronics engineer.
Mm-hmm. So you're like a science geek. You like science stuff like engineering, math, physics, and you've always been into science.
Yeah, I have. I definitely have a strong interest in science.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So tell us more about the mechatronics program that you did at U of T.
Yes, so the mechatronics program was actually at McMaster. No worries. And so it's basically a combination of mechanical, electrical, and software engineering. It basically gives you a foundation in the three disciplines. So it's kind of like a generalist degree, and that allows you to basically expand your knowledge in any of the three areas, you know, as you progress throughout your career.
Wow. And tell us about Mariner Endosurgery.
So Mariner is a startup out of Hamilton. We're a medical device company that focuses on surgical navigation. And so our first product is called LapreGuard, and it's a software which basically allows us to help surgeons to mitigate risk during minimally invasive surgery using augmented reality and real-time tracking of surgical instruments.
Mm-hmm. How old is this company?
So Mariner is fairly young. The company was incorporated in 2016. I guess it's, just 3 years old.
And are you based out of Forge at McMaster?
Yes, we initially started at the Forge. We've technically graduated, but we're still in the McMaster Innovation Park building, and we communicate with the Forge on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to learn more about surgical navigation. It's a pretty scientific term. So tell us more about how this product helps surgeons conduct more effective surgeries, and if you can talk about how it's better than the current options available in the market.
Sure. Yeah, that's actually a good question. So surgical navigation is kind of a broad term. So what we specifically do is you can kind of think of it like the game Operation. Maybe you played it when you were a kid. So basically you are a surgeon and you have to, you know, perform a surgery inside a human person without causing any injury to that person. So what we do is we provide kind of like a heads-up display on the surgical monitor. And what's on the surgical monitor is the camera image from the endoscope or the laparoscope that's inserted into the person. And that's how the surgeons are able to see what they're doing. And so we put annotations on that monitor that allow the surgeons to have a greater awareness of where their tools are in 3D space. And if we detect that a tool is coming close to an area that could cause harm to a patient, we provide a notification to the surgeons. So we hope to then mitigate risks of surgical injury to patients.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty complex thing, eh? Because I'm not as much of a science geek as you are, even though I love watching science stuff or just reading, but I'm definitely not an engineer or chemist or anything like that. So when did your interest in science begin, or when did you notice that you have this scientific interest?
Probably since I was really young, like when I was maybe in high school. I think I was always better at those subjects in school, But I also had a lot of encouragement from my parents. My dad is a doctor, so from him, you know, I learned a lot about biology, and he always encouraged me to get involved in those kinds of pursuits. Yeah, and then throughout university, I've just had the opportunity to, like, learn a lot about different types of science. I like reading about different scientists as well. And, you know, kind of like the history of science, I find that also very interesting. Mm-hmm. So,
do you have a favorite scientist?
I actually do. I tend to switch. Right now I'm reading a book about Richard Feynman, and he is currently my favorite scientist. He won the Nobel Prize for his work in quantum electrodynamics. Don't ask me what that is. I don't think I would be able to explain it very well. But one of the things that I like about him, that in addition to being a very good scientist, he was also just a lover of, you know, art and people and music, and he definitely tried to experience life to the fullest, and I think I admire him for his well-roundedness.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So going back to this company, Mariner Intersurgery, are you currently selling this service to hospitals, or is it in the development stage? What stage is the enterprise at?
So currently we've wrapped up our first round of R&D on LapRegard. We are moving into the commercialization phase now. So we actually have a contract with Hamilton Health Sciences where they'll be using our device in some clinical testing. And we also have a US site that's going to be set up in Buffalo in the next couple months. And we're also looking at branching out into Europe as well.
So right now you're getting into commercialization, and you have plans of expanding into three markets, which is Canada, US, and Europe.
Yes, that's the plan right now. So the Canadian and US sites are currently, I guess, they are scheduled to happen already. We're also working with some groups in Norway to get some sites set up there as well.
Wow. So how long did it take for you to develop this technology?
So pretty much from start to finish, it was about 3 years. So the really hardcore R&D on LapRegard began in 2016, probably in January, I think. And yeah, we were able to wrap that up and start commercialization around the end of 2018. So about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that's fascinating. You know, we live in such a scientifically and technologically advanced society. And you mentioned it, the product was in R&D stage, development stage for about 3 years. So at that time, were you or the founders ever concerned as to what if someone else is working on something similar or better and we just don't know, and by the time we finish designing or developing our product, we might have competitors or who might have a similar better product? Was that something in your mind?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a concern any time that you're developing something new, and especially if it's a good idea. So actually, someone else was telling me this, Matt Sheridan from the company Nix. He's saying that if you have a good idea, chances are someone else is going to have it too, right? So yeah, that's always a concern, I think. But I guess ways you can try to get around that is you can have patents. So we have a number of patents around LapRegard, which basically cover the concepts of using an augmented reality in order to create kind of like a heads-up display to help surgeons navigate through surgeries. And also just being quick to market is another thing. So I know at Mariner, we're a small team, but we have a really good functional competency. So, you know, we're lean, but we get stuff done, and we're very focused. So I think that works to our advantage in terms of developing things in an efficient and quick manner.
Mm-hmm. So the patents, what kind of patents are they? Design patents, utility patents?
I would say they're probably design patents. I haven't specifically worked with them, like written them myself, so I can't tell you too much about them. But yeah, they basically cover the design and major concepts that are behind LapreGuard and some of our other pipeline products.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like a hardware product. It is something, a kind of device that you will provide for surgeons working in hospitals.
So there is a hardware component to LapreGuard. We have a camera that we use to track the surgical tools in 3D space, and we also have the trackers that go on the tools. But the main components of LapreGuard are in software. And so that's where the bulk of the R&D has been focused, was in the software.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. So it's a medical instrument, but the bulk of the R&D was in the software than the hardware.
That's correct, yes.
That's pretty interesting. But I'm guessing your patents would probably be on the hardware side.
Well, because the patents cover more ideas and design, it's probably a bit of both. The hardware that we use is not novel. It's used by many other surgical navigation companies. So we don't have specific rights on that. But I think the idea of basically like tracking tools and using that to help surgeons navigate through surgeries with respect to laparoscopic surgeries, that is kind of where our patents lie.
That's pretty interesting. So 3 years is a long time, and you at that time you were working on the development and R&D. How did you guys finance the venture in those 3 years? Was it self-financed? Did you have investors? What was it like?
So the majority of our financing comes from angel investors. However, we also try to leverage government grants and things of that nature to also help us with, I guess, smaller levels of financing.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing because it's in the healthcare and medical science space, there must definitely be a number of government grants available to support these new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any particular ones?
So for example, I know some of the organizations that we've applied to are like NRC, OCE, and I don't know that they necessarily relate to medical technologies, but, these are grants which target basically like, up and coming businesses, small businesses. So the terms of the grant, I'm not 100% sure on. I can't really tell you exactly what they stipulate, but yeah, I don't think they're specifically targeted at medical devices.
Mm-hmm. And when you were speaking to angel investors about an investment, are you able to disclose what amount was raised or at what kind of valuation? Is that something you're open able to discuss?
I don't think I can discuss that. Sorry.
That's fine. I mean, the reason I find it to be interesting is like one thing that new ventures and new entrepreneurs struggle with is funding, it's financing, and they have to figure out different ways, whether it's self-financing, whether it's bootstrapping, whether it's grants, whether it's angel investors, and when you're dealing with investors, when it comes to new ideas, it's often tough because investors tend to have a tendency to value company by looking at existing sales, which
right.
makes the valuation of new ventures kind of difficult. So yeah, that is something I often talk about, but absolutely don't have to disclose that. And it's nice to know that there are definitely a huge number of programs available, especially through OCE, whether it's like the matching program, they match the money that you invest in, or they give you some travel allowance so you can go overseas and meet with potential customers. So you mentioned that you have a contract with one hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more about that agreement? What kind of agreement?
Sure. So we have a contract with Hamilton Health Sciences, which encompasses a number of hospitals in Hamilton. And so what we'll be doing is we'll be running 10 clinical or 10 surgeries within a clinical trial focused on laparoscopic surgery. And then we'll be using that to basically generate some preliminary data about, you know, how LapriGuard actually does. Is it really helping surgeons? Is it reducing risk? This is by no means a comprehensive trial. This is more of just a preliminary way of kind of understanding how we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And do you plan to, right now you intend to commercialize this product in 3 markets, as you mentioned. Down the line, does the company have plans of launching new products and services to enhance surgical navigation or surgeries?
Yes, so we actually have a pretty cool pipeline of products which are related to surgical navigation, and we expect them to interface with LapriGuard, our current product. So one is a robotic endoscope positioner, which we hope to be as autonomous as possible. Another one is called TrueEye, which is basically, I guess, image enhancement of the endoscope camera. And we also have a netting, which basically is kind of like a little mesh net that you would roll up, put inside of a patient, and use it to basically segregate organs from the surgical area so they don't interfere with the surgeons trying to do their jobs.
Wow. So there will be like a whole suite of products to help with the surgical navigation.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Do you have any direct competitors as of now?
Not directly in our space. There are other companies that do similar things to what we do and use kind of similar technologies. So as I was saying, like the instrument tracking technology is not something that's unique to us. There are definitely a lot of other companies that do it. Synaptive Medical is one company based out of Toronto, which uses this type of technology. But they're focused more in like the brain and spine type surgeries. So they're not a direct competitor of us.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And what are the plans for this year, 2019? What milestones do you plan to achieve?
So soon we hope to have our clinical trial up and running. So we'll have our first in-man uses of LapriGuard. In addition, we hope to start setting up a European site. Maybe perhaps get a commercialization partner, which will help us to commercialize and distribute LapriGuard and some of our other pipeline products. And also just to focus on that next generation of products, just focus on the R&D and try to get some prototypes up and running.
Wow, so it's going to be an exciting 2019 for Mariner Endosurgery.
Yes, yes it will.
Perfect, awesome. Well, Ashlyn, it has been very nice speaking with you and learning about you and your interest in science and this amazing venture that you're working with. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me again.
Perfect. Can you share your website for Mariner Endosurgery?
Yeah, I believe it's marinerendosurgery.com. To be honest, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe if you just type it into Google, it'll pop up.
Okay, perfect. listeners, thank you so much for listening to Zonecast. If you want to learn more about Mariner Endosurgery, feel free to search them online and read about their amazing surgical navigation technology. And thank you so much for listening to Zonecast, and stay tuned for more episodes.